inch by inch, row by row.
And this week's edition of Garden Talk, we'll plant some cabbage and we'll preview the big plant sale. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Before we get to the Black Friday of the Juneau horticultural scene, the root maggots, they're back, aren't they?
Well, they have not yet emerged. They're waiting. They're waiting for enough degree days, enough warm weather, maybe a little late this year, to emerge from the soil where they've overwintered. Hopefully gardeners cleaned up things well last fall, got rid of all their old broccoli and cabbage plants and roots and all that stuff, which is where they hang out, waiting for the new season to... So we plant some new stuff, new cabbage family crops, everything from radishes and kale and rutabagas to broccoli and cauliflower and other assorted stuff, which are their target species.
How can you tell?
What we will see eventually, if we have them, if we're so fortunate or unfortunate not to prevent them, in the roots, if you pull up a radish or a rutabaga or a turnip, you'll see tracks, holes, where they have burrowed in and been chewing. And if you slice them, you very often may see the little maggots in there during the midsummer and beyond.
Oh, great.
And we'll also see wilting of plants because they are eating the roots on sunny days where the roots, so many of the roots have been eaten that the plants can't take up enough moisture to keep them crisp and tall.
Okay, what can we do to prevent them or keep them away?
Okay, so we want to, ideally, as soon as we plant the either seeds or transplants, use some of the floating row cover, remay we call it. That's a barrier to the small fly, which is going to attack the plant. And there's other various and sundry barriers. I'm going to try a few new ones, which include some diatomaceous earth, which can scratch through their skins to kill them. I'm using another barrier. I just got my spring haircut, so and my barber was happy to have me sweep up the trimmings and more. So that's another barrier around them, and that actually helps keep slugs away, too, because of sharp cut ends.
Oh.
We can make collars with pieces of landscaping fabric. Basically cut a square of fabric, cut a slit in it that will go around the transplant. Again, a barrier because the little flies lay their eggs at the base of the plants, and then they go down into the soil to chew on the roots. So it's a barrier of one sort or another that we're trying to use here to keep them away. And another key is don't plant your cabbage family crops in the same bed as you did last year to make it really easy for them. So if we're covering them over with this fabric to keep the flies out, and you plant them in the same bed where they were last year, then they're going to have it that much easier to find. They'll be trapped in there with their favorite plant.
And kind of like with potatoes, you kind of rotate your beds.
Exactly. Very important to do that. So, yeah, I mean, cabbage and the cabbage family and potatoes are a good rotation. I have garlic in my rotation, plus other stuff like unrelated stuff like carrots, Swiss chard, lettuce, all that sort of thing.
Okay, we got about a minute left. What can you tell us about the big plant sale that's coming up this weekend?
Okay, Saturday morning at the Carter Safeway parking lot. Come armed with, it sounds like an umbrella probably, maybe a helper to haul your booty home, all of the good plants. We've got the local garden club, Master Gardeners, Community Garden, 4-H, plus some of the for-profit groups, which will have plants, perennials, fruit trees, all sorts of good stuff. Generally good or dug from Juneau Gardens that are the survivors and are available for other people to move into their yards.
And once again, place and time?
Okay, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. Bring some boxes or wagons and other stuff to haul home the goodies that you find there.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Master Gardener Ed Bajarski, joins us every Thursday morning during the growing season here on KTOO Juneau. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Warm them from below till the rains come tumbling down.